Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. Gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. Oh, yes, today is Teller Tuesday. We have Stephanie Haynes coming on with us and Miyosha Marie. But, you know, before we get going here, there's a lot of stuff that's happening out here. Oh, my goodness, it's getting real good. Okay, this is the good stuff coming on. But I'd like to share with you, if you summons up your courage to challenge something, you'll never regret it. How sad it would be to spend your life wishing, if only I had a little more courage. Whatever the outcome, the important thing is to take a step forward on the path that you believe is right. There's no need to worry about what others may think. It's your life after all. And be true to yourself. Yes, we must be true to ourselves because, you know, we must resolve to be the sun. Then no matter what happens, what problems you may face, the dawn will always break and fine weather will always return. And spring will never fail to come. You know, after every great evil, it's always great good. I know it doesn't seem like it's going to get there, but it does. Before we have Miss Stephanie Haynes come on, let me give you something to think about.
My friend, feel is their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer,
that's right, we're all here to be used. Just keep in mind, no one is to be misused. That's where we run into that problem. Okay, we have Miss Stephanie Haynes on the line with us this evening. You know, she takes us through this relationship, mother and daughter, daughter and son, dad and mom. She just gives us some good information. Miss Stephanie Haynes, are you with us this evening?
Yes. Good evening, Miss Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How was your day, busy lady? Thank you. Thank you again for caring and sharing with us. And I'm just going to be quiet over here and let you take us through it.
All righty. Well, good evening, listeners. Yeah, so we've been talking about toxic mother and daughter relationships and how it affects us and how can we move forward from them and develop healthy relationships. So I'm just going to give an overview on what we talked about on last week. You know, what is a toxic relationship? Right, for those who was not listening on last week, I'm just going to go over some few points from last week, and then we're going to move forward. All right, so what is a toxic mother-daughter relationship? It is a relationship that involves unhealthy balance in the role between a mother and a daughter. The dysfunctions that occur in these potentially toxic relationships tends to have a negative impact on many other aspects of their life. Sometimes toxic mother-daughter relationship can go undetected if both parties are not aware, and a toxic mother-daughter relationship takes both the mother and the daughter to be aware to be able to heal their relationship. A toxic mother-daughter relationship is actually more common than one may think and is usually formed from the relationship pattern and behavior that forms in childhood. It's important to remind yourself that it's no one's fault. No one intends to create a toxic relationship, and there may be deeper underlying reasons for the toxic relationship forming, right? So being aware of the toxic relationship is the first step. But you don't have to wait for your mother to be aware of the toxic relationship to start the healing for yourself. Because I always say the change begins with you. Be that change what you would like to see.
That's
so
true.
If you are unsure how to navigate your toxic mother-daughter relationship and need some guidance, reaching out to a licensed family therapist could be a great place to start. There are experts in all sorts of relationships, and they can help you and be supported while you're on your journey. All right, so how do you know you have a toxic mother? The most common sign of a toxic relationship between any people in the presence of controlling behavior, toxic mother tends to want to micromanage every aspect of the child's life. Now, we talk about setting those boundaries, right?
Yes.
And children may end up feeling emotional, immature, or dependent upon their toxic mother, which can lead to feeling of insecurity as they age and have children of their own. So there are other signs that you might find in a toxic relationship. Your mother is emotionally unavailable to you. Your toxic mother may withhold love or affection from you while giving it to others, leaving you feeling unwanted or unloved. She is dismissive of your feelings. Children who are raised by toxic mothers who dismiss their thoughts or feelings or show no regard for their children's accomplishment often feel unworthy of attention from others. It can lead to self-doubt. Your mother is unreliable. Toxic mothers are typically self-centered and therefore have no interest in being the reliable parent unless, of course, their availability can somehow serve their own purpose. Meaning that if it's something in for them, right, they can do it if it is, you know, they get something out of it. So having a toxic mother can have a negative impact on a child, especially in her early child years of childhood development. While not every toxic mother will be willing to reach out for help, there are sources of help. Talking to a counselor or therapist or joining a support group are great ways to open up communication and begin to learn to develop healthy mother-child relationships. All right. So what are some of the causes from a toxic mother? Is lack of good maternal roles or healthy relationship with their own mothers can cause some women to become toxic mothers. A woman who has childish tendencies may exhibit toxic behaviors, such as being possessive or controlling. If you are noticing signs that your mother is toxic, or if you are exhibiting symptoms of being a toxic mother, seek help. For many, learning how to effectively communicate and to set healthy boundaries can have a positive impact on your relationship with your mother or daughter and can help improve the way you communicate in other relationships as well. So why do mothers and daughters clash? Right? Why they're always fussing and arguing and not agreeing. So the relationship between my mother and daughter is often a complicated one. Arguments and a battle of will is a normal part of daughters growing up and mothers learning to let them. The causes of clashes in mothers and daughter relationships can range from different personal opinions about rules within the home or who a daughter should be friends with to a mother feeling unappreciated or devalued. Mothers and daughters both experience emotional highs and lows. As daughters grow into teenagers and begin experience hormonal changes, emotions can make them feel like they are on an emotional roller coaster that never stops moving. And just thinking that when you're with women, especially when they say, you know, when you get on your menstrual, right, your period, the hormone changes, you know, and that's when, you know, some women, they kind of balance when they're on their menstruals, and there's some of them not, you know. The other side come out. I've got to be kind. So understanding that differences of opinion can change in the way a mother and a daughter feel about personal matters that are important. While mothers and daughters don't have to agree on everything, finding some middle ground for compromise and learning to effectively communicate can help you build healthy relationships. When you feel like the differences are too big to overcome alone, seeking the help of a counselor or a therapist may be helpful. So why is your mother always mad and yelling? It is not uncommon for people to raise their voice or yell from time to time. Your mother may feel like she aren't paying attention to what she is saying or that you are purposely ignoring her. In this case, it's important for you to acknowledge what she is saying. Even if you don't have the time to do something right away, you can respond and tell her that you are listening to her. However, when anger and yelling go hand in hand to occur often, there may be some deeper issue going on, right? Because sometimes when a person is mad or angry, right, they project their stuff onto you. And whatever they're yelling or be mad or angry about ain't got nothing to do with you. There's something they have to get out of themselves, right?
Right.
So, in this case, it is important for you to acknowledge what she is saying, even if you don't have time to do something, okay? So, however, when anger and yelling go hand in hand or occur often, there may be something deeper. So I want you to remember that. It could be deeper. So people who have difficulty dealing with anger issues may be more likely to raise their voice or yell when trying to communicate, because they don't know how, right? So, you know, we got, I would say, three communication styles, right? You have the non-assertive, you have the passive-aggressive, and then you have the assertive, So the non-assertive don't say nothing. They just, they're that doormat, right?
Right.
That passive-aggressive person is the one that holds up everything, hold in everything, and then when they get mad, they explode like a pressure cooker. Mm. But an assertive person, they tell what they need to say at the time if needed.
What type of person?
Assertive. Being assertive.
Assertive. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Being assertive. Okay. So when you're assertive, you're able to speak in the moment. You're not yelling at the person. You're not devaluing the person. You're not calling the person out of their name. But you are able to reach that person's heart to have that heart-to-heart conversation so that person can hear what you're saying and is willing to hear what you're saying. And you're able to tell that individual how you feel.
Mm.
Right. So, because both person's feelings are important, and that's what you want. You want to leave that person feeling important. Okay, you're not authoritative, but you're being assertive, and that's very important. All right? And then additionally, some mental health disorders such as bipolar disorder or borderline personality disorder cause individuals to behave in angry or irrational ways, often yelling. If you are concerned that your mother has a mental health condition, it may be a good idea to talk to your primary care provider or a mental health professional for information and advice on what steps to follow. Right? And then sometimes, you know, we have that mother and daughter that are jealous of each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And, you know, sometimes, it's unfortunately, a mother can be jealous of her daughter. There are many reasons why a mother may experience feelings of jealousy towards a daughter. And while they each can make both mother and daughter feel uncomfortable, it doesn't mean that a healthy relationship can't be established. But the first step is understanding the reason behind why a mother is experiencing jealousy towards her daughter. For example, when a middle-aged woman goes through menopause, it is not uncommon to have altered moods and behavior because of the hormone changes, right? They may feel unattractive or unimportant. These feelings can lead to jealousy, emotional. In fact, you know, when a woman is going, they call it the PTS, right?
Mm-hmm.
Perceived transfer of sexuality. And that's what women kind of, they go through during that time of menopause. I'm going to say it again. It's called perceived transfer of sexuality, PTS. PTS is the result of a mother feeling threatened as her daughter's sexuality peaks and hers declines. Isn't that something?
Wow.
All right. So, when that happens, you know, most mothers feel like she was forced to give up her hope or dream for a career or travel. You know, and I want to go back and say that it's sad when a mother tries to live vicariously through her daughter, right?
Right.
Meaning, she is not able to do the things that she wanted to do as a child. And then she wants her child to become that person that she wanted to become. Mothers, I want to tell you, it's never too late. Start where you are. Become who you want to become. Whatever dreams or aspirations that you wanted to pursue, pursue those things. Because when you're unhappy, you make everybody in your environment unhappy. You know that saying, misery loves company?
That's true, Stephanie. That's right.
You know, so mothers, please don't. You know, and not only for the daughters, it's for the husband, it's for the boyfriend, it's also for your son or whomever else living in your household. When the mother is unhappy, everybody is unhappy. Because there are some mothers, and not saying for all mothers, there are some mothers who is not mature enough or even have the tools or the foundation to be able to process their anger in a healthy way. Right?
Wow, that's true.
Yeah, so it's very important that we as mothers, you know, I'll say 50 and over, because after we go through menopause and postmenopause, right? You know, keep your youthful spirit. You know, find something that keep you youthful, keep you happy. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't have any goals or any ambitions, you know, find some. Your hobby. After 50, 55, 60, 65, you know, you're ready to retire, right? You know, and you find a lot of old women, and I like to say we're old because I'm hitting that weight, right? But when you age, you know, into your wisdom, I would say, you know, don't be that bitter old woman.
Right.
You know, be able to live with joy. You know, find that inner peace within yourself. You know, because I know we're in a pandemic right now, you know, and there's a lot of things going on in the world that is very negative. But however, we don't have to be part of that.
No.
Yes, we know what is going on. But I think the most important thing is getting out there to vote, right?
Well, oh yeah. That you know, you rolls up the card to get out and vote. We got like your life depends on it, because it does depend on it. No matter what you hear, no matter what you see, no matter what you heard, get out there and exercise your power, because that vote is your power. And despite Stephanie, all this stuff we seeing, I mean, every day it's something different. I'm sitting back sniggling and say, ooh, what's next? Okay, you know, we can be other, but we don't have to be in it. But you rise above it. You're looking down on it, you know. And you, when you say the parents keeping busy with individuals, after you get a certain point, you have to reinvent yourself. Okay, it's called reinvention. And in order to reinvent, to not be that old cranky whatever, you have to rethink, restructure, recalibrate, reinvent, and then reveal. Okay? It goes into, I call them the four auras, like rushing and moving forward out there. It's like you must reinvent yourself, and in order to do it, I'm hearing you talk about jealousy. I've seen a lot of families, mother and daughter situations where the mom has been jealous of the daughter, or the mom is living through the daughter, and you can, like, maybe date the daughter's boyfriends. You know, I've seen all kind of stuff, and I could never figure it out. You just sit and look, because I didn't come through that. But it happens out there when you say the mom is still, like, not being there, and that's a jealousy thing. You know, the daughter is coming up. She's beautiful. She's free. She's a little butterfly out there, and mom just don't know what to do. So that she strikes out another way, you know, so she'll do stuff that harm. This has been so enlightening as far as taking us through all of this toxic, because there's a lot of toxicity going out there, you know, mother, daughter, and as we've gone through the family, the dad, and you always bring us such good things to really think about. That's why we call it Tell It Tuesday, because I know you're going to tell it. You gonna, when you get off, they be sitting down taking notes. You know, good thing you don't have them on the yoga mat, because, you know, we go that route too. We're going to have to do some of those things. We're going to have to get back into that healing thing and put them on the yoga mat, so we can hear a few people snoring every now and then, because you can take us into many, many directions, because you're just that type of person. But this toxic relationship between mother and daughter, and it can be like for father and son also, but our focus is on the mother and daughter. But I've seen it happen on the reverse end, you know, with father and son.
Right.
So that, and there's many reasons that we have to just sit back and think. But one thing that really strikes me is take out time to reflect back on what did your mom go through? See, that you can only
right.
demonstrate what you know. So if she
right.
knows, yeah, if she wasn't dealt with in a different type of way, she's going to deal with you the way she was dealt with. So that's a good suggestion to kind of like sit down and really think about it. You know, don't hold it against her because they're only demonstrating what they know. And with daughters, you know, and those toxic relationships with moms and stuff, eventually as you move on through life and as you recalibrate and you reinvent yourself, when you mature out, you understand it better because you'll find yourself in situations similar, and then you can have flashback on that. But like this toxic relationship with mother and daughter, that's right on the button. And I need to ask you, now, are we carrying this further next week, or where are we going to move this to? You know, you have us waiting on you. So where are we going to go with our next topic next week? Are we going to ride into this relationship continually?
Yes, we're going to finish this out. You know, the toxin, then we, you know, from the toxin, then we're going to go into, you know, creating that healthy relationship, right?
Okay, creating
because,
what, Stephanie?
We're going to, you know, next week we're going to go through, you know, what are the signs of the toxic parents? Their behavior, their thoughts, their feelings, their goals of toxic parents, you know. And then and we talked about some last week, you know, being controlling, disrespectful, self-centered, critical, manipulative. You know, so we talked about some of those last week. So we're going to finish on, you know, go a little bit deeper into this. And then we're going to, once we finish, you know, with the toxic, then we're going to go into some healing. How can we heal the mother and daughter relationship? How can we strengthen them? You know, because right now, you know, like I said, with the, you know, the pandemic that's going on, you know, we're going into the winter months, and, you know, with the coronavirus, you know, it may hit us a little harder, you know, with the winter months, that it still don't have a hold on to, you know, to the virus. But, you know, but we, some of us still sheltered in. And some of these mother and daughters have to be together. And for those who really doesn't have that harmonious relationship with their mom, you know, this is an opportunity to get in there and try to, you know, hear her pain. You know, ask her how she was brought up as a child. How was
right.
her relationship with her mother? You know, so that's my homework for, you know, everybody to, you know, kind of research. Have that, sit down and have that talk with your mom and ask her, you know, how was your relationship with your mom? You know? And I'm not saying that everybody has a toxic relationship, you know, but for those who do have that, those toxic relationships with your mom and would like to heal those relationships, this is an opportunity to go a little deeper inside, you know, because more likely you're mirroring some of the same behaviors that your mother is mirroring.
Totally.
Unknowingly.
Yes.
You know, unknowingly, because a child only live what they learn. Right? Until they know better. Until someone come along and teach them something, or they saw someone doing something differently. But however, a child lives what they learn.
That's true.
Yeah. So, yes, we'll be, you know, going next week, you know, talking about, you know, the behavior of a toxic parent. You know,
okay.
What are they thinking? What are their thoughts? What are they feeling? You know, what goals, you know, what are they trying to do? You know, and most of mothers that are toxic, you know, they want help. They just don't know how to ask for help.
That's
because
true.
They probably never saw a healthy relationship themselves. They only doing what they know.
That's why I say people only demonstrate what they know, and I appreciate you sharing and caring with us this evening to give us another way to look at things, and we like this homework. We want to research, kind of like sit down and try to hear that mom story. Some mothers share it, some people don't. Some mamas will take it to their graves, and you'll never know, but at least we can reach out there and try to, you know, get a little bit of background, tell her it's her stage, you know, and get that mommy story. And that will help us sort of like deal with this toxicity a little bit better and understand it a little bit better. And on that note, Stephanie Haynes, with giving us this toxic relationship between mother and daughter today, we're going to bid you a good evening. We're going to wait on the Ocean Marie to come in and tell us what's up, because she's talking about poor. Now, you know she's going to bring it to us, too, as you do, but only in a different way, because she gives us the what's up style. And we will tell you thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll put this question out for next week, and we'll be speaking with you. Please have a victorious evening like you've had a victorious day, and we love you and appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Good
you
night.
Have a great evening. Good night.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Only like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. But she knows she can fly away.
That's right. That is my girl, Miyoshi Marie. She got it. She's burning it down. Miyoshi, what's up? Are you on the air with us with Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan?
Yes, ma'am. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Hey, what's up, Wisdom?
Hello, hello, busy lady. How are you?
I am doing well on this beautiful Tuesday evening. How are you?
I'm great. Just wait, looking forward to hear you tell us what's up with this topic. I read it, and you have to give us the definition of it again, and I'm loving every minute of it. And thank you with all of our hearts for you coming and caring and sharing with us.
Absolutely. So tonight's topic is called POUR. And POUR stands for passing over opportunities repeatedly. And I believe that we should be in a season where our mindset shouldn't be focused on riches or poor, but taking every opportunity and exceeding it and maximizing it. And I believe that some of us make choices and are poor, not poor as finances, but poor in mindset, poor in spirit, and poor in other areas because we allow opportunities to come our way and we allow them to pass over us repeatedly. And that's the concept of poor. When we allow opportunities to come to us, whether they're small or big, we don't take notice to them because maybe at the time they're not paying us, you know, the right money, the right amount that we desire or we think we should have, or the opportunity may not be fulfilling or fitting in your area, but you know it's a stepping stone to get you where you need to go. An opportunity may come, and it may not be something that you more likely wouldn't do because of fear base. Maybe an opportunity came that would allow you to move to a different state, and we don't move because we're scared that if we move out of state, we're going to miss something. So POUR stands for passing over opportunities repeatedly. And I can admit this myself that I have had a poor mindset and have lived in that area of poor. And when I say a poor, again, I mean passing over opportunities repeatedly that allowed me to be in the same situation and circumstances because I allow opportunities to come, but I was living in fear and allowed my opportunities to literally pass over me. So I believe in this season, and the reason why I brought up this topic is because we are literally in October. We are literally in the final. We are in the final. We are in the final round to do what we need to do to knock off the goals that we have achieved, even though we all know that 2020 was a little challenging worldly, nationally, community, and, you know, society. We are facing some challenges, but we also have challenges that we have even put in front of us that we have to meet. So I'm just saying, for my listeners and for everybody around us listening, let's not end this year with passing over opportunities repeatedly. Let's not end this year with us not knocking out those end of the year goals, not taking our opportunities seriously, or not taking our opportunities because it doesn't fit what we think our what we think it should look like. If we have to move out of state to build the opportunity or to build the business and an opportunity came to you, by all means, take the opportunity. Please do not be in a mind state of a poor mentality. Please do not let this end of the year pass without you exceeding those opportunities that have came full flesh to you, whether it be a job at McDonald's or a job to get on your foot. It's a job to pay you money to get to where you need to go. It's everything is called a stepping stone of movement to get to the next move. You cannot buy a brand new car with three tires. You have to have the whole package. You know, whether it's used or old, you still can't buy a car with three tires. So you have to take these opportunities and take them and exceed them and maximize it and use it for your greatest potential. Like I have said in the past and before, everything that we need is literally at the fingertips of our hands. So if an opportunity comes and it's small, that's an opportunity. And you can maximize it to be as big as you want to. You know, we have to be able to be creative and think about how can this opportunity really help me to get to where I need to go.
That's true.
As far as me, how can these opportunities, how can, you know, me reading these five books that I said at the end of the year that I said I need to read is going to help me mentally get to where I need to go. That's going to help me get the knowledge that I need, the wisdom that I need. So we need to really maximize these opportunities. And I remember a quote saying, do not despise small beginnings. And I believe that we all do that. We all look at opportunities and be like, they ain't even paying me. It's for free. I am the greatest person that can tell you that I have with my business space. I have, when it first began, I have did plenty of things that I have to volunteer and not get paid for. But I maximized it because I was able to use the relationships, the network. I was able to connect that got me to different places that I am now. Just by going and not thinking of the opportunity and the compensation, but thinking that this is going to grow my business, this is going to put me out here.
That's
so
right.
So poor, passing over opportunities repeatedly. We do not want to be poor. We do not want to have a poor mindset, a poor spirit, a poor physical. We don't want to be poor. We don't want to allow these opportunities to keep passing over us repeatedly. So let's live in the richness of our fulfillment of our opportunities. Let's maximize it and exceed it. This is countdown. We are literally in the final quarter. It's like right now, the Lakers playing in Miami. We are literally fighting to the death. And as we know this is a...
They're sweating. They're getting it. They're not playing around out there, right?
Man, I'm trying to tell you, and the fact that it is election year and everybody's on, you know, pins and needles, you know, let's focus on that and do what we need to do, like going out and voting, but that let's not give our energy to that.
You can't feel into it. Yes.
Right.
I think of you every day, Miyoshi. I think of you, you know, when you talk about abundance and you talk about the opportunities and maximizing the richness, that's why we like for you to tell us what's up, because it's the way that, you know, you bring it, and it's so authentic and it's simple. We can understand it, but you have to take on those opportunities and see what's happening. I'm working on my webinars. It was so funny to me because I ended up being the makeup crew, the set director crew, the production lighting crew, because there was no one. You know, you couldn't reach out and make that. You had to pull up. That was an opportunity for me to remember that I could do these things. You understand? And what I couldn't do, I found out that I could do them. Okay? So the opportunities,
right,
no matter how small they are, like you say, we grow. As you're speaking of obstacles, equal growth. We have to have those obstacles. And when you say the word year end, most persons that are into humanitarian or they have those year end goals, you know, that we're going to take it to the end and we're going to make sure that you make this list, you set these goals and you meet those goals. And you brought it up again. You want those year end goals coming. I write poetry and the month of October, everything that happens to me in the month of October. And some months has been good, some years, but I always say, oh, October. So, you know, when you speak of this and you're coming on with this poor thing, I am so excited and ecstatic that you're out here doing what we're doing. It's a lot of things happening. And mention it again. That's why these young adults volunteering, go to the polls, help out, do your civic duty. You learn a lot by participating. Most of the polls are worked by senior citizens, but because of the COVID, you know, we don't really want people out there jeopardizing their health. So we need that young blood out there, you know, moving it. You know, you got teams out there. There's people, I have a list of people that are still reaching out for volunteers and help, the do flyers, to make phone banks and things of that nature. I even do phone banks because I'm not going to go door knocking, and when I'm not on that ballot, I step in the back and I do that support. But each time I go in and out, I learn something. So some years I'm on the ballot, I'm running a race, okay, I'm in it. It's like, okay, vote for me, vote for us. But this year I said, no, I have a special person that I'm working with, and I pulled back because I'm not in a rush to get there, because whatever seat I'm going to be in, I'm going to be in. But I need to take and learn more skills and work with more groups and push that other candidate out there so they can get in that slot. And that slot is going to ensure that I'll get in a slot, okay? So it's about the connection,
right,
and who you met. And that's the biggest pay that one could ever get, is connections and networking and knowing that there is people there for you and you can call on them and they can call on you. And it takes all of us to get and do it. So I am so glad that you brought up poor, but it's not, we used to call it poor. In the South, we call it poor, but it's poor, passing up over opportunities repeatedly on that. I appreciate you so much, what's up. I really do. Thank you.
Yes. So happy Tuesday, everyone. I want to tell my ladies to keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. To my men, stand firm, stand tall, don't fall, stay woke. And don't be poor. Don't pass over opportunities repeatedly. Good night, y'all.
Yes. Thank you so much, and have a victorious evening. I will be sending you some information. We love you. Thank you for caring and sharing with us, okay?
Thank you so much, Linda. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings to you. Okay. This portion of this show was brought to you by LaFleur Florist, and that's Linda Lee. We want you to give Linda Lee a call because Linda Lee will design you an arrangement of love. In turn, to contact with Linda Lee, the telephone number is 213-487-6487. That's LaFleur Florist by Tracy. She does beautiful, beautiful arrangements from her heart, and she loves each and every one of us out here. We love her. She loves you. Give her a call. LaFleur Florist by Tracy.
This girl is on fire. Burn your eyes.
hear God. Make the fire disappear when they fear God. Take away my fear when they in the fear God. Do you fear God? Cause I fear God. And in my backyard, that's a dear God. And that's a horse ranch. And to my core fans, keep repping me. Do it to the death of me. X in the box, cause ain't nobody checking me.
White eyes. Drop that.
You know, I want to leave a number, 323-769-5879. Give us a call. I have a list of persons, candidates that are out running on the election ballot. They need some volunteers, some help, phone bankers, just people to get out on the day of voting. If you don't know what to do, get some bottle of water and set up near those precincts and just pass out water. Get involved. You know, we all say that we're change agents over here, but it's the change makers that make it happen. And this one, we have to get into and get it going. I'm going to play this song. This is by Phil and them. This song is called Remember Yesterday, and the reason why I keep playing it is because I asked him, he said, you know, it's talking about yesterday, but also we need to remind ourselves of what happened with our mothers' mothers and mothers and what our ancestors did to make it possible so that we can all get out here and do what we have to do. Let's listen to Phil and them. Remember yesterday.
Look at that. Remember yesterday, no more games. I don't know anyway. Remember yesterday, remember, remember. It was just yesterday. In class, she passed my way. Had so much to say. I put her hair up and I ran away. You remember yesterday, no more games. I don't know anyway. Remember yesterday, no more games. I grown now anyway. Remember, remember, Spider-Man costumes, lots of candy at Halloween, Christmas trees and presents match your dreams. Oh, you remember yesterday, no more games. Grown now anyway. Remember, remember.
Yes, we want you to check out the video for Bill and Them. It's on YouTube under the same name, Remember Yesterday. It's really nice. It's really uplifting. It's something nice to watch. But that's Bill and Them. We Remember Yesterday. And you know, I want to share this with you. What will the future be like? No one knows the answer for that question. All we know is that the effects that will appear in the future are contained in the causes that are being made in the present. The important thing, therefore, is that we stand up and take action to achieve great objectives without allowing ourselves to be distracted or discouraged by the immediate difficulties. No distraction, no discouragement, no retreat. We will continue to strive and thrive because we will win over this and do as I say. I use my six R's. We reflect, we rethink, we recalibrate, we structure, we reinvent, and then we reveal, because November 3rd is going to be the time of revealing. No matter what's going on out there, this has to work, okay? Behind every great evil, there's great good. And winter always turns into spring. Let me pay you some patty here. Stir it up, stir it up.
Yeah.
That's right. We want to get out there and stir it up. Okay, stir it up, stir it up. Get in that stew pot, stir it up. We had Stephanie Haynes coming on with us this evening. She talked about toxic relationships between mother and daughter. And then Miyoshi, what's up, told us about poor, which stands for passing over opportunities repeatedly. When you see that opportunity, jump on it. Okay, don't worry about the outcome. Don't have any fears. You know, it's really with this COVID, we're learning to change that word from fear into wisdom. But always, always think about that wisdom. And on that note, I'm going to take you out on this, and you sing it morning, evening, and night until the job is done. We love you. You're on the air. We're waking up with Linda Mac Shan. This is Tell It Tuesday. Now, tell it on November 3rd, okay?
Things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Don't you let nothing, nothing
stand in your way.
I won't talk you listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say.
Ain't no stopping us now.
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our eyes.